Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, Funnel Hackers, welcome back. This is a warning in advance. This is going to be a rant. I'm dealing with some idiots in life that I'm so tired of. And the people I'm most frustrated with right now are the critics, those people who sit on the sidelines, who tell other people they can't do it, who have no other solution but to be able to tear other people down. The people who sit there and point the finger of scorn at others and tear them apart, basically saying, oh, this won't work and that won't work and you'll never make it. Those are the people I cannot handle. And most importantly, if you are one of those people, I doubt you are, you wouldn't be listening to my podcast. But if you are, and you're a critic who's sitting on the sidelines telling others they can't make it, by all means, you shouldn't be listening to this and you should go find something else to do, because I cannot handle nor tolerate the critic who sits there and tears other people down, who hasn't been in the fight, who hasn't understood the pain, who hasn't gone through the journey, who sits there and the only satisfaction they get out of life is by tearing other people down. Or they decide they're going to go ahead and sue somebody because it didn't work exactly the way they wanted. It has to be someone else's fault. They're not willing to take credit for their own mishaps in life. There is a quote I love more than anything else, and it's from Theodore Roosevelt. It says, "It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and comes short again and again, because there's not an effort without error and shortcomings, but who does actually strive to do the deed, who knows the great enthusiasm, the great devotion, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly. So that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat." So if you haven't been in the fight and you don't understand what life's like, you don't have an opinion and your opinion does not matter, and for those of you guys who are listening and you're being impacted by the feelings and opinions and critics, just turn it off. Don't, whatever you do, do not let them get in your head. Those people who haven't been in the fight, who haven't done what's there, they do not deserve the opportunity to even have their words grace your ears. I am so tired and so frustrated with people who sit on the sidelines and tear other people down, who don't give any other solution, who don't provide any other value. I've dealt with this so much at different times in my life, and right now is one of those little tiny pieces. It hardly ever impacts me. Every once in a while, that little element comes up, it's that little thorn where it's like, I've been scratching at this thing, and I just either have to cut off the limb or take it out. So this one's being taken out. So for those of you who are trying to basically tear others down to make yourself better, shame on you. And if you're being impacted by those people who don't have a better option or a better way for you to achieve your goals and your dreams, please, please do me a favor. Do not let them get into your head. Do not let them even impact you in the very, very least. Their opinions mean nothing. They absolutely have no value. They have no merit. They have no credit. They've done nothing at all. They can't understand where you're at. They can't understand your dreams, your goals, your passions, your vision, where you're going, the people you want to serve, the lives you want to touch. Do not, whatever you do, do not let them impact you. Again, it is not the critic who counts. That's the person who's done nothing. Do not let them get in your way. Do not let them impact you. Please do not let them impact you. I know at times there have been times where I literally have to physically remove myself from the person just to make sure that their caustic, cancer-driven ideas don't impact me. And so if you literally have to physically remove yourself from it, even if it's a family member, please do it. It is a cancer that it eats up everything that's healthy, strong, good, and right in life. So understand that if you're in the good, if you're doing the fight and you're doing what you know you're supposed to be doing, keep doing it. Don't let the critic get in the way of you achieving your goals. I hope you have an amazing day, and I'm sorry for the rant. I'm at the point I just can't take it anymore. There are people who every once in a while get to me, and right now there's one of those things, and I just want you to know, it's worth it as you keep going for the fight. And have an amazing, amazing day. Hopefully I can see you at some point at an event, or if you're ever in the area of Boise or whatever else, or you want to hit me up on Instagram or Facebook, by all means do. And again, I really look forward to seeing you at some point. Thanks so much for all that you do to support ClickFunnels and us and our mission and our journey to help liberate and educate other entrepreneurs so they can go out and do what they want to do. For us, it's a huge passion. You'll hear us talk a lot about this whole new movement as far as liberate and educate at Funnel Hacking Live. And it literally is become my mission in life is focused around those two things. So have an awesome night. Have a great day wherever you might be listening to this. And we'll talk soon. Thank you so much for taking time to listen. I can tell you, for me, one of the things I've enjoyed the most is reading Russell's books. One of my favorite books is Expert Secrets. If you hadn't had a chance to get a copy of Expert Secrets, just go to expertsecrets.com. We literally will give you the book for free. You just have to pay the $7.95 shipping and handling. So just go to expertsecrets.com. You'll get the book. And it's one of the most fascinating books, because the whole idea here is this is the underground playbook for creating a mass movement of people who will pay you for your advice. So again, go to expertsecrets.com, get your free book, listen to it, let me know what you think about it.